Tamil Nadu, Samsung India workers end protest after more than a month, date modified colon 2024-10-16T09:23:05.057Z, description colon Samsung has not agreed to recognize the workers' new labor union yet but will engage with other demands, comma dot. Samsung India workers end strike after more than a month, Getty Images. Around 1,500 workers from the factory had participated in the strike. Workers at Samsung Electronics factory in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu have called off a labor strike that went on for more than a month. Around 1,500 workers in Chennai city had participated in the strike to demand better pay, working facilities, and recognition of a newly formed union. A labor activist who supported the workers told the BBC that while Samsung hadn't recognized the union yet, it had agreed to engage with the other demands. The strike was one of the largest the South Korean technology giant had seen in recent years. It also threatened to cast a shadow over Prime Minister Narendra Modi's bid to position India as a viable alternative to China for manufacturing activities. On Wednesday, the Center of Indian Trade Unions, CITU, a politically backed national labor union which led the protests, announced the workers' decision to call off the strike after a meeting. During the meeting it was decided that the workers would return to their jobs on Thursday, Emuthukumar told the BBC. He added that the issue of registration of the new union, called the Samsung India Labor Welfare Union, SILWU, will be decided by a court. We have decided to call off the protest as the Samsung management has decided to engage with workers on all key demands like higher wages, medical insurance, and better facilities. So those discussions will continue, he said. On Tuesday, representatives of the protesting workers met with officials from the Tamil Nadu Labour Department. After the meeting, the state's Minister for Industries TRB Raja said that the striking workers had decided to return to work immediately and that Samsung had agreed to not to victimize the workers only for having participated in the strike. He also said that the workers had agreed to cooperate with the management fully and that Samsung would file a written reply to the Charter of Demands filed by them. Later, Samsung released a statement saying that it welcomed CITU's decision to call off the strike. We will not take action against workers who merely participated in the illegal strike. We are committed to work closely with our workers to make the China factory a great place to work, the statement said, Getty Images. The strike was backed by a national labor union called the Center of Indian Trade Unions. The workers had begun their protest on September 9 near the factory in Chennai city, which employs nearly 2,000 workers and is one of its two plants in India. The factory produces home appliances, contributing about a third to the company's annual $12 billion, £9 billion, revenue in India. One of the workers' key demands was for Samsung to recognize their union, as they said that only that could help them negotiate better wages and working hours with the management. Akriti Bhatia, a labor rights activist, told the BBC that multinational companies which set up factories in India often don't follow Indian labor laws, which allow workers the right to association and collective bargaining. These firms, she said, often sidestep this by setting up internal unions, which are led by workers only on paper as the management continues to exert control over their decisions. They stridently oppose external, politically backed unions. A source in Samsung had told the BBC earlier that the organization fully supports unions but not ones backed by a third party. Earlier this year, hundreds of workers at a manufacturing plant of an Apple supplier in Tamil Nadu also went on a one-day strike, demanding recognition of their union. Follow BBC News India on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, Tamil Nadu Samsung India Strike Action.